Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. I'm Stephen James, founder of ProjectLifeMastery.com, internet entrepreneur and life coach with a passion for living life to the fullest and fulfilling my potential as a human being. My purpose for this podcast is to be a powerful and passionate example of the unlimited possibilities that life offers for any of us that has the courage to commit ourselves to life mastery, while sharing ideas, concepts, and strategies that can help you master every area of your life, from your health, mindset, emotions, business, finances, relationships, and spirituality. Now, if you're someone like me that is hungry to take their life to the next level, then you're in the right place. Welcome, and let's begin.
Hey everyone, this is Stephen James from Project Life Mastery. Today, I'm going to share with you the five best investments that have changed my life forever. And the investments I'm going to share with you today are not the typical investments that you might normally think about when it comes to investing, such as stocks and real estate. Yes, investing in stocks has changed my life. It's one of the five that I'll share with you a little bit later on in this video. I'll even share with you the specific investments that I've made that have made the biggest return, the biggest impact in my life. But I subscribe more to the belief system that Warren Buffett has, one of the greatest investors of all time. He said that the greatest investment you can make is not in stocks, it's not in real estate, it's not even in business, it's in yourself. Investing in you is the greatest investment that you'll ever make, because that's always what's going to yield the greatest returns. So I hope in this video, by me sharing with you these five key investments I've made in my life that have changed my life the most forever, it can inspire you to make some key investments of your time and your money right now in your life that can pay dividends for you a year from now, 5 years, 10 years, and for the rest of your life. So let's dive in. The first investment that I ever made, one of the greatest ones that have paid the greatest dividends for me, has been investing in my communication skills. In fact, Warren Buffett, going back to what I shared about him, he actually shared the greatest investment that he made was a Dale Carnegie public speaking class. He used to be terrified of public speaking, and that investment that he made to learn how to speak in public has made the greatest impact in his life and in his career. And I can relate to that, because for me, I was incredibly shy. I was terrified, social anxiety in terms of I would avoid people. I would just isolate myself at home. I'd skip a lot of school. I had a lisp when I spoke. I mumbled a lot. And I was just had no confidence. I had no social intelligence or social skills. And when I was 17 years old, that was the area of my life that I was committed to mastering and figuring out. And specifically what I did was I joined Toastmasters, which were public speaking classes where I could get some practice under my belt, invest my time and my money to go to these classes every week just to speak in front of an audience, speaking in front of other people that were also in this class that would be supportive. They were not going to be judgmental. They're going to offer me great feedback. And just that alone, week after week, gave me confidence and taught me how to communicate in public. Beyond that, I've done public speaking nights myself with my roommates in my 20s. I did a lot of my own seminars. I invested a lot of my time into learning how to communicate. When I was single and struggled to meet women, I put a lot of my effort into learning how to be more confident interacting with the opposite sex. So there's a lot of time and a lot of money that I invested in that aspect of my life. But I can say that's one of the greatest investments, because look at where I am today. And I feel so humbled and so blessed to be in a position where I get to influence millions of people through YouTube. You know, my YouTube channel now has over 60 million views and millions more through my podcast. And that would not have been possible without me and making that investment in my speaking and my communication skills. Even the time that I invested over 9 years ago building my YouTube channel, putting out videos, learning how to be more comfortable, more confident in front of the camera, putting up some videos where I'd mess up and make mistakes, but I just roll with it. Putting in those 10,000 hours into this aspect of my life has changed my life, but also impacted millions of people's lives, which I'm incredibly proud of. But another great benefit, I think, you know, from this, not, you know, beyond just being a speaker and being a coach, has been it's taught me about sales and marketing and influence and persuasion and the nuances of communication, a lot of the social cues and sub-communication that goes on that is beyond just the words, beyond just the verbal communication. That has been incredibly valuable for me. But also, I look at the returns that I've gotten in my relationships. And I've been blessed to also have some great relationships, but ultimately allowed me to attract the woman of my dreams, Tatiana, the ultimate gift of my life and the greatest blessing, who many of you guys know and might follow her on YouTube. But that wouldn't have been possible if I didn't do that work on myself to become a more confident person, to be able to articulate myself and communicate and speak and become a leader, which is really what this one core investment has done for me in my life. And so I always believe investing in your communication, your confidence, your speaking, all of that is going to yield incredible results in your career, but also in your friends, your family, and your intimate relationships as well. That's number one for me. Number two, I'm going to say is a little bit more general, but I'm going to try to give you guys specifics as well. So the first one, the specific would be Toastmasters. You can look up Toastmasters.org if you're interested. I'll link below for that. The second one is personal development. And personal development means a lot of different things, and it's hard to pinpoint it to one. All the books that I've read, the hundreds of books that I've read, I mean, each of them have contributed something to my knowledge, to my skill set, to my repertoire. All the videos, all the podcasts, you know, this is kind of one of those investments, one of those investments you make. There might not be one particular book or course or seminar or resource that has made the biggest difference for you. There might be, but for me, it's been more the accumulation of just the countless hours that I've spent, oftentimes listening to the same things over and over again. Sometimes you hear something once from one source and you hear the same thing from the next guy to the next person, to the next book, to the next seminar, and it really solidifies it. It really makes it more concrete in your mind and makes it last within yourself. And without a doubt, the thousands of hours that I put into my personal development, all those little things, even though they might seem small, have contributed to the way that I live my life today. And you might not notice the effect of that right away. You know, when we talk about investing, an investment's not something that you make where you put in some time or some money and then you see the return next week. You might see some great return that fast, but I'm talking about the years of compounding, of working on myself and all the development work that I've done. Now, specifically, I'd say Tony Robbins has made the biggest impact in my life. I've gone to his Unleash the Power Within seminar 8 times. I've gone to his Date with Destiny seminar 3 times. I've gone to his Leadership Academy. I've gone to his Business Mastery seminar 2x. I've invested tens of thousands of dollars into consuming and benefiting from what that man has to offer. So I highly support Tony Robbins. He inspired me to build Project Life Mastery. I've had a chance to meet Tony and spend time with Tony in Fiji and Las Vegas. And he's the real deal. And there's not many people that are like him on this planet. So consume and devour as much as you can from Tony Robbins. His books, his seminars, his audio programs, they're all fantastic. And then I'm also going to throw in 2 more things here. One would be the BioCybernaut Institute. And I've actually already shared this, and I'll kind of share it a little bit more in the next one. But I've done a YouTube video that goes more in depth into this experience. I'll link to it somewhere up here on the video if you click on through if you want to watch that. The BioCybernaut, it's not a cheap event or experience. It starts at $15,000. But of all the personal development that I've done, the hundreds of thousands of dollars I've invested in personal development, that's probably been the most powerful experience for me. The most powerful experience of raising your consciousness as a human being, healing trauma, letting go of things that subconsciously have been affecting you that most people are not even aware of, the boost and benefit that you get to your creativity, your IQ, your EQ, as well as just the calmness in your mind. There's just nothing out there like that that I've found that's the equivalent to BioCybernaut. So if you want to watch the video on that, I'll provide a link for it. And then the other thing I'll share is ayahuasca, which is a plant medicine, a psychedelic. I've done it now 4 times in my life. Recently, I just was in Costa Rica at Solterra and did some ayahuasca ceremonies there. If you don't know what that is, I'll do another video that goes more into that experience if you're curious, but it's using a plant medicine to do some deep healing. And I was able to let go a lot of stuff. So those investments that, you know, not traditional investments that people would think about, you know, have contributed in a huge way to my quality of life, my happiness, my joy, my relationships, my peace of mind, my success, my income, my ability to contribute. All of the other aspects of my life have benefited from this personal development work that I've done. So anything that you can do to improve who you are as a person, I think, is always a worthwhile investment. Number three investment has been in my health. As the saying goes, your health is your wealth. And that's so true. You know, a lot of people, they just focus on work and success and making as much money as possible. But I don't think the goal is to be the richest man or woman in the graveyard. If you have all the money, but you lose your health, then what's it all for? You don't get to enjoy your life. You're going to have a limited experience of life while you're here. And so I realized this at a young age, and I always try to prioritize my health. And when I talk about health, I oftentimes separate fitness from health. Fitness is your capacity to have strength or endurance, or, you know, be able to look good perhaps, maybe your aerobic capacity, and that can definitely contribute to your health. But there's a lot of people that are fit, but they're not healthy. There's a lot of professional athletes that burn a lot of calories. They have incredible endurance and strength. But, you know, after the game, they're drinking beers and eating hot dogs and hamburgers and junk food. And just because they have the ability to burn it off, it doesn't mean that from the inside, their organs, their liver, their kidney, their digestive system, and everything is functioning at optimal efficiency. That's what health is. It's when every part of yourself is optimized. And for me, making those investments from what I put into my body every day, organic, whole foods, supplementing with high quality supplements to give my body what it needs, making a lot of investments to improve my gut health, you know, your gut microbiome, which they say is your second brain in terms of probiotics and, you know, healing leaky gut syndrome and, you know, all the deep work that I've done there to detoxing mercury and lead, which was a long journey that I had gone through, to optimizing hormones, to, you know, all the little supplements that I take and the water that I drink and all the biohacking gadgets and investments that I've made there. All of those things, sometimes it's hard to see, you know, what's working here, what's helping. Time will tell. The verdict is still out on this in terms of what kind of return I'll get in terms of the longevity of my life. But I can confidently say my energy, my mental health, my emotional well-being, and how I feel physically, that's an incredible gift to give yourself. I think a lot of people in society, they're lethargic. They lack energy. They're fatigued. They need to be on stimulants to get through the day. And I don't look at that as health. When you look at statistics of how many people die of cancer and heart disease and, you know, diabetes and all these health conditions that people deal with, which largely are preventable and lifestyle related, you know, yes, there's a genetic factor, of course, but there's so much that we can do. And I really believe you could have the greatest relationship, the greatest business, the most success, the best home, the best car. But if you don't have your health, man, what's it all for? You know, if you look at a Steve Jobs who ended up dying, I think, from cancer, he would have given everything he had accumulated to have his health. And at a certain point, it's too late. And I always believe in taking a preventative approach. And that's why I've always invested so much into my health and my physical well-being. So, hey, if you want to check out some of the health supplements and biohacking equipment that I use and benefit from, I'll provide a link for you guys for that either up here or down in the description. Or if you go to www.projectlifemastery.com/resources, you can learn more about BioCybernaut and where I did my ayahuasca and books that I've read, personal development, health, supplements, all of that stuff. I make it freely available for you guys to check out on my resource page. So I'll provide that for you guys there as well.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Number four is going to be business. Investing in business has been the greatest financial investment that I've ever made in my life. And by making those investments in my business and creating passive income and creating financial freedom, it's allowed me to accelerate the growth in all the other aspects of my life. My health, having more money to invest in my health, my personal development, and optimizing my brain through BioCybernaut and traveling the world and getting access to the best experts and mentors and coaches. It's contributed in a huge way to that. But when I look at investing in business, I didn't have any business skills. I didn't know anything about running a company, hiring, technology, internet marketing, sales, accounting. All of these things were learned that I didn't go to university for. I just learned it through trial and error and found courses and mentors online, people that were getting success and getting results. And I just learned from them and did whatever they said and gained experience through that. But I look at that investment that I've made now, doing this for over 13 years being in business. The first few years was really tough. The first few years, it was just through brute force that I was able to succeed, of just not giving up, having a strong why, having a strong purpose, taking massive action, and eventually having some levels of success that gave me some confidence to keep going. But through that journey, I tried so many different businesses, so many different business models. I had some failures, I had some successes. I learned and gained so much knowledge from that, that I feel that not only do I look at how much money that I've made, because it's been significant, but I look at the skills that I've cultivated. And I think the benefit of this is, if you look at stocks, investing in stocks and real estate, you need money to invest in that. And if you don't have a lot of money, it's gonna take you a long time for that money to compound and really grow to do something. Business, on the other hand, is something you have control over. Stocks and real estate, you don't. It's dependent on the market and what someone's willing to, buy it for, how much you buy it at, and how much you flip it or sell it at, or how long you hold it for. Business, on the other hand, you have control over. I have control over what I'm gonna do today. I have control over how much money that I wanna make. If I put in more time, or if I add more value, if I contribute more, the more money that I can earn. And once you build a business to a certain point, making money becomes a lot easier. For me, if I wanna make an extra $1 million a year, I got so many ideas and so many opportunities that I can do that with, because I've already built a platform, I built a foundation, but more importantly, I have the skills and I have the confidence and the abilities. Once you achieve success, the principles and the formula of success does not change. It's universal. You can apply it to anything in your life and get success from it. So even if everything was taken away, you can never take away what I've learned and who I've become. The skills, the confidence, all of that I can apply, and I truly believe I can be successful in whatever I set my mind to. And that's not, trying to be egotistical by any means, but I believe that you should have that same confidence as well. For me, I think a lot of people, when they have a job, they don't have confidence when they lose their job, because they don't know how to just generate money. They don't know how to take an idea and turn it into a reality. They're dependent on their boss to tell them what they do. Or when they lose their job, they got to go and apply and just take whatever is the best option that shows up. But when you're an entrepreneur and you've gone through that time and that money investment to develop yourself, then, if I want to start a new Amazon business, I have no doubt that I can be successful at it. If I want to build a book publishing empire, I can do that. If I want to build an agency, I can do that. If I want to build a software, I can do that. If I want to build a coaching business, I can do that. If I want to be an influencer, I can do that. There's so many opportunities that I can take advantage of, because the skills of business success, marketing, sales, accounting, the legalities of business, operations, building a team, building a culture, all of those foundational skills will never leave me. And that's why I think that's such a valuable investment, one of the most valuable ones that I've made that have changed my life the most. The last one, number five, has been investing in stocks, building a stock investment portfolio. Now, I couldn't tell you that this made much of an impact in my life early on, because when I first started investing, my first investment was $500 at 18 years old in a Bank of Montreal mutual fund in Canada. And $500 was not really gonna do much for me over the next 10 or 20, 30 years, really. I started putting $25 a month into it so I can compound and do some dollar cost averaging. But, that wasn't really gonna make a big impact for me. That was gonna just take a lot of time to eventually see the impact of my retirement, perhaps. That's why business was more of a short term that produced a lot of success for me in my 20s. But on the other hand, as I started making more money and I started saving more money, investing money, I started to see how investing in stocks was the real path to financial freedom. See, building a business, you can create freedom with that. But the problem with business is that if you're not involved in the business or you're not the entrepreneur running it and managing the business, then your business might not last. You might either have to bring in a manager or an entrepreneur to run the show for you, or you're always tied to it. You're always trading your time in some way, shape, or form in your business. It can free up your time in a lot of incredible ways, but because business and the internet is changing so much every few years, you have to adapt with that. So I eventually learned after, you know, being a YouTuber for over 9 years, being an online business for over 13 years now, and just kind of seeing things come and go and looking at more sustainable solutions, I started realizing that if I take the money that I'm making and I invest it in stocks, that's going to create real financial freedom and abundance for me. Because, you know, by investing in blue chip companies, large cap, the biggest companies in the world, or better yet, investing in indexes, ETFs like the S&P 500, the top 500 companies in the US, I didn't have to manage that. That's more passive. A lot of these companies are going to be around forever. And it's something that I don't have to consistently look at and pay attention to. It really could provide freedom for me either by the dividends that I receive, or if I build my portfolio to a certain point and it does a 10% return every year, then I can bank on a certain amount of money and I could even take out a certain amount of money if I want to live off that. But this has changed my life because it's given me that path to freedom and abundance. It's put myself now in a position where I never have to work again. I've saved enough, I've accumulated enough, I've invested enough that I cannot do anything for the rest of my life. And as long as I don't touch the principal of my investments, I'm gonna be set for the rest of my life. And that's powerful, that's life-changing. It really changes your day. It changes what you do every week, every month. You're no longer doing things because you have to do it. You're doing it because you want to or because you choose to. And when you get to that experience of life, everything changes because you no longer feel the need to do things based on money or to please someone else. But you're just doing it because of what makes you happy and what makes you the most fulfilled. And for me, that's put me in a situation where I can enjoy my life. I don't have to work 40 hours a week. I don't have to be worried or concerned about money. I have more than enough than what I need, and I can travel if I want to. I can spend time with friends or family. It's got a new puppy, Kobe, that I'll introduce you guys to, and able to spend some time with him and take some time off training him and, you know, developing him. And, you know, when I have kids, it'll be the same story as well. And so the time that that has bought for me and the freedom and the peace of mind has been a game changer, because now if I want to make money in business, I can do it purely based on what my passion is or what I want to contribute or what I want to share. And I no longer have to do the things that I did before that were kind of a chore or things that I just wasn't that fulfilled by. So for me, that has been one of the most powerful ones and is going to continue to be one of the most life-changing ones as I get older. In terms of the specific investments that I've made, the two that I've made the most money from have been Tesla and Shopify. I got involved in Tesla and Shopify quite early, a number of years ago, and it's been incredible how much money and how well those companies have done. Those ones I've gotten the greatest returns from. And then the index funds, such as all the Vanguard ones, I've done another video sharing with you guys the seven best Vanguard index funds that I invest in. I'll link that below for you guys as well. That one also has been a game changer for me, all of those, because those are the ones that I'll never touch. I've sold a bit of Tesla and Shopify as I rebalanced my portfolio because it ended up being such a significant amount of my portfolio. I didn't feel that comfortable long-term. I don't know where Tesla or Shopify will be 30 years from now. So at a certain point, I like to move money out of an individual company, you know, a little bit at a time and rebalance my portfolio to put them in the index funds or maybe, you know, allocate some to real estate. But for me, the index funds are the best long-term strategy that I can confidently say I'll never have to worry about long-term and that will be there forever. So those are the five best investments that have changed my life forever. I would love to hear from you. What are the five, or maybe the one or two or three best investments that have changed your life? Or what are you going to be investing in right now in your life? I'm always making investments in myself. I'm making investments in my mental health, my personal life, my body, business, financial investments. So it doesn't slow down or doesn't stop for me. And maybe right now for you, you're in that process right now, investing in real estate or stocks or business or personal development, whatever it is, I would love to hear from you. in the comment section. Leave a comment below. Let me know what investments you're making right now or you've made in the past that have made a huge difference for you. Otherwise, thank you so much for watching. If you enjoyed this video, give it a thumbs up. Subscribe here on Project Life Mastery for more videos, and make sure that you hit that bell icon to turn on notifications so that you can get notified of future videos. And again, all the resources that I mentioned, I'll link below, or go to www.projectlifemastery.com to learn more about me and Project Life Mastery. God bless you. Take care.
Thanks for joining me today and listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or received any value, then I'd love for you to leave an honest review on iTunes and subscribe to the Project Life Mastery podcast for future episodes. And of course, to receive more content and value, make sure to find and follow me at www.projectlifemastery.com for more. Thanks again. Remember to always believe and commit your life to mastery. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.